Thursday morning, live from our mobile studio at World Mizrahi here in Yerushalayim. And we are very happy to be in Yerushalayim. And we're on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network, facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network. Rabbanit Shani Tarragon is here, Educational Director of Mizrahi and Director of the Mizrahi Matan Lapidot Educators Program. It is wonderful to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Rav Nachum. It is wonderful to be here.
Thank you very much. Now, you said to us that you were here on your way from a shiur you just gave where?
Yes, in Matan, actually in the Matan Lapidot Mizrahi program.
And where does that take place?
So one day a week it takes place here in the Mizrahi building, and on Thursdays it takes place in the Matan Beit Midrash.
And do you get a nice crowd for that?
Yes, there is a beautiful, wonderful cohort of 16 women that come twice a week, dedicating their time not only to learning sources in Torah Shebaal Peh and Machshavat Yisrael, but being trained how to teach that information in the high school and community setting.
How did you get to this point? What is your background that you have reached this amazing stature and incredible academic position?
Oh, thank you. So I have to give my parents a tremendous amount of credit. I think that Avat HaTorah truly does come from the home. In addition to the wonderful educational settings, beginning Yeshivat Leif, Hebrew Academy of Long Beach, Yeshiva University High School for Girls, imbuing me with a sense not only of love for Torah learning, but exposure to Torah Shebachtav, Torah Shebaal Peh, on a very high level with outstanding teachers, continuing in Stern College, and then Mechlala, and followed by, thank God, what we have today, numerous advanced programs for women, both in Matan, in Nishmat, continuing also in Bar Ilan, particularly for Tanakh and Talmud.
Wow.
But I think most of what I teach is really more the Beit Midrash style that comes from the dynamic Beit Midrash.
Are most of the programs you describe, I mean, are they much further ahead than what we have in the United States, or there's plenty for women in the United States of the same level?
There definitely are options available in the United States, but incomparable. Here, there are many more.
This is the place,
and
huh?
This is the place, I tell
when
everyone.
When did you get here? You got here after college or much more recent than that? When did you get to Israel?
So, excellent question. I came here. I actually went early admission to Stern College, so I had a taste already of the university scene, but Knew that I wanted to come with my peers post-high school, so to speak. So, came as a 18-year-old here to Mechlala. Fell in love with the learning and with the land. And at that point, also met someone wonderful named Reuven Tarragon.
We know him well.
And
he's a
we
superstar.
Decided, yes, he is. So we decided
you know,
at the end of the year.
You know, my sons went to Yeshiva Lakoto, so
yes,
they benefited so from.
They definitely did. Yeah. You know, when you see in his office, Talmidim Harehim Kevanim, he lives at. And wonderful to then have an opportunity. We got married at the end of that year and decided, as many couples, that we wanted to spend our Shana Rishona learning together in advanced institutions. And by Sukkot of that year, we realized that there's
weeks
no better
later.
Place. Months later, close by, we decided there's no greater place to raise our children and to pursue at that point, even though we were both deliberating between medicine and chinuch. Once we had decided, Chinuch said there's no better place to continue to promote and ultimately to engage in Torah learning and teaching than in Eretz Yisrael.
And one of the reasons I asked about your background is because I'm just assuming that the path you took and with the serious, with the serious study that you undertook on that path could only be done here, really.
I think you're right in terms of, once again, the opportunities and that really Torat Nashim and Eretz Yisrael is really what, you know, created a trajectory of advanced Torah learning for women. You know, here you don't have the same, even though there is polarization indicative through our
not
third elections,
issues.
But not the same issues that you have in Chutz Laretz. And here, Rabbanim really are all on board in terms of promoting Talmud Torah L'Nashim in the Tzibur Dati L'Umi, and whether it was through, you know, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's support of Matan, and the Rabbanim Harashim supportive of Yotzot Halacha Nishmat, of which I was part of the first cohort, really phenomenal to see that here I never really felt the glass ceiling, but in Eretz Yisrael having these opportunities to pursue both Torah Shebachtav and Torah Shebaal Peh on unprecedented levels, so much so that now it's a standard, thank God.
Kol hakavod to you. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network. Rabbanit Shani Tarragon is our guest here at the World Mizrahi headquarters. I would say this to your husband if he was a guest as well. Mizrahi reached out And really, Rav Peretz, in my opinion, surrounded himself with unbelievable... One of the best moves he did, one of the best things he undertook was to surround himself with incredible people. You and your husband are among those that have joined this effort, have become a big part of his publication, have become a big part of his organization. Tell me about the relationship between you and Mizrahi.
So it actually began with Rav Daron, who is really an outstanding personality, as I'm sure you're familiar with. Many people are dreamers. He's a dreamer who fulfills those dreams and has a sense of direction and knows exactly how to accomplish those goals. So it's not only fascinating, but energizing to work with someone who shares a similar vision and to do everything within our power to accomplish that vision together with a wonderful captain. So we were first approached by World Mizrahi on behalf also of the RZA to go to Chutz Laretz to serve as rabbinic shlichim in Chutz Laretz. And when we told them that we really wanted to stay here, but that we could accomplish a tremendous amount here with globalization today, it's really not so difficult to bridge the communities of Chutz Laretz with those of Eretz Yisrael. They agreed to bring us on board as not so much shlichim, but really educational coordinators to get different programs off the ground and to help reach this vision and accomplish the goal of merging Torah between Torah to Eretz Yisrael and bringing those in Chutz Laretz on board.
So you may not be official shlichim, but the effect that you're having on Chutz Laretz is tremendous. I mean, I'm thinking specifically of the program around Yom HaTzmaut, which is always, I mean, always. It's a couple of years old. I'm already speaking about it as if, you know, it's something that the Jewish community should expect every single year. But it gets bigger and bigger. Plus, are other select times when people are being sent to the United States or other areas of the diaspora to speak, to encourage people, to give them some inspiration. And that is really under your umbrella.
Exactly. So my husband is the one who really runs the 360, the Israel 360, sending the speakers, particularly Yom HaTzmaut, but as you said, through the Speakers Bureau, wonderful opportunities throughout the year for different communities to reach out to all the Mizrahi Torah educators, male and female alike.
I'm smiling only because I've told my staff a million times how badly I want to be part of that bureau, but okay.
Okay, you're signed on.
No idea.
Because we do. There are wonderful personalities in Chutz Laretz as well that share the Torah to Eretz Yisrael vision that should be going around to communities. So that's it. We're adding you to the list. Done deal.
All right. And any community that would like to bring personalities like the ones you just described to their community, all they have to do is be in touch with you here at Mizrahi, essentially.
Exactly. And what we try to do is even proactively, we tell them, the speaker is going to be in your communities around this time. Here's a wonderful opportunity to invite them to inspire the members of your community. And we also subsidize the scholars in residence for Shabbat.
And by the way, there are, I believe through your program, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, there are people who never used to go to the diaspora, who would never travel to Chutz Laretz, and we would never get a taste of what they have to offer, and now they're there in synagogues around in New York or other areas of the United States.
That's right. Numerous Rabbanim speakers who say that was really their first exposure, which helps them relate more to whether it's their students or Anglo-Saxons here, and certainly worldwide, Southern Hemisphere and Australia, South Africa. We send the speakers there as well, and North America to hear Hebrew and to hear these personalities that are so much a part of what's going on in the dynamic Dati Lumi world.
You are part of an unbelievable team. I mean, what he's done here with the Mizrahi and adding people who just inspire people around the world when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Torah Yisrael is unbelievable. And the Rabbanit Shani Tarrigan is one of the people that's doing that. By the way, I don't know if you have anything to do with this HaMizrahi magazine other than your article that appears on a regular basis, but whatever role you have, I've been lauding it like crazy for, you know, since it came out, but now that it's out so regularly and it's so full with so much amazing material, it's something to really be proud of.
Oh, thank you. So there really is an entire team. So my role is particularly also in the yeshivot and midrashot and choosing representatives, making sure that the students who learn here for the year, as they return to Chutz Laretz, they still feel a connection with those teachers that they've learned so much by here. And this way, by picking up and knowing, I know who these authors are, they automatically
feel.
We've met
them before.
Exactly.
Who gets their article done faster, you or your husband?
Definitely he. It's not even a question. As a matter of fact, the competition is between myself and Rav Doron, who's always the last one to get their article in. You can consult with the staff, and we debate who gets it in by the last minute.
I thank you very, very much. Will you be there tonight?
I will be there tonight.
For the big Siyum HaShas happening at Binyanei HaOmah.
Yes.
Just another thing that the Mizrahi has gotten involved with, and it has really spearheaded to make into an amazing event this evening.
That's right, which will be a wonderful event of Achdut, of Torah Yisrael, of bringing both men and women and truly Simchat HaTorah to be manifest.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Rabbanit Shani Tarragon, Educational Director of Mizrahi, Director of Mizrahi Matan Lapidot Educators Program, and somebody who is a regular contributor to HaMizrahi magazine. And as you heard, she and her husband coordinate amazing things for the Jews of the diaspora that emanate here from Eretz Yisrael.